AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Police in Britain say former ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, has been released on bail. He's under investigation over documents suggesting he passed sensitive information to Jeffrey Epstein. Mandelson does not face any allegations of sexual misconduct. France is arguing with the U.S. over a top U.S. diplomat's role. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
France's spat with the US ambassador to Paris took another turn on Tuesday, with the French foreign minister saying the top US diplomat in France must respond to a summons and won't have access to French government officials until he complies. French authorities had summoned Ambassador Charles Kushner, the father of President Donald Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, for a meeting on Monday evening over comments from the Trump administration that France objected to. French diplomats said Kushner did not show up. Now French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot described the failure to attend the meeting as a surprise that flew in the face of diplomatic protocol. Barrot said, speaking to public broadcaster France Info, it will naturally affect his capacity to exercise his mission in our country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight. He's expected to try to calm voters about the economy ahead of this year's midterm elections. In Utah, prosecutors portrayed a mother and children's book author as a money-hungry killer yesterday on the first day of a murder trial in her husband's death. Corey Richens' defense team urged jurors not to make judgments before hearing her side. The 35-year-old faces a slew of felony charges for allegedly killing her husband, Eric Richens, with fentanyl in March of 2022 at their home just outside of Park City. She's denied the allegations. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story of a weird flightless parrot in a rare mood for romance.
That's the world's only flightless parrot.
The kakapo is a really strange parrot found only here in New Zealand.
Deirdre Verco with New Zealand's Department of Conservation.
You can imagine a dappled light in a forest. That is the colour of a kakapo. Greens, blacks, yellows all mixed.
So while camouflage...
And big strong legs because they're flightless, but they're very good at climbing right up into the canopy of very tall trees.
Like the rimu tree, which this year's produced a bumper crop of berries and set male kakapos booming.
And then the females will go and mate and go away and raise a clutch of chicks.
And that's crucial because by 1970, kakapo numbers had dropped to just 50. More than 200 now, and Verco's hoping for a bumper crop of chicks. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.